for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Reverend Joe Popel is the teacher of the afternoon.
Well, this is a tremendous day in which we're living. God is doing tremendous things over the face of the earth. Last year, during the month of March, I was in meetings in the Bay Area in California. Had meetings in a lot of different places that month. One of the places where I ministered was at the Chinese Presbyterian Church on Jackson Street in San Francisco, where Pastor Ernest Chan is the senior pastor. Jesus performed some tremendous miracles while we were there. I think that in one of the meetings, after the meeting was over, the man who had driven me to the meeting and I were talking, and there must have been about 10 people who had come up on the platform with some kind of walking aid and walked off the platform without being aided. There was one little boy for whom we prayed who had a very bad overbite condition. We prayed for him one time, and there was no physical change which we could determine. We prayed a second time, and there was no change which we could determine. I encouraged the mother and the son to believe God as they went back to their seat. And a little later, this mother and her young son were standing upon their feet and coming toward the front. Jesus had performed a miracle, and this boy's teeth had come together. His lower teeth had come out to match his upper teeth. It was absolutely amazing to have seen his teeth before and to have seen them afterwards. Sometime later during the year, the pastor, Pastor Chan, knew that I was in that area, and he gave me a call and told me that there was a performing arts group from Taiwan over in San Jose. And he asked me to come over and to pray for several people at the conclusion of their performance. And I did so, and one of the persons for whom we prayed was a famous movie actress from Taiwan, known all over the country. And she had been totally deaf in one ear for 30 long years, and everything in the ear had totally disintegrated. The doctors had said that there was absolutely nothing that could be done. And Jesus gave her a creative miracle, and she could hear immediately after prayer. Well, this group wanted me to go to Taiwan for meetings. And really, they kind of pushed me into giving them a date. So we got together on some dates, and they went back to Taiwan and went all over the country, different churches. The Presbyterian Church is the largest church denomination in Taiwan. And they went to the Presbyterian Church and Lutheran Church, different churches. One wonderful thing about it was that this was not a, quote, charismatic group of churches that invited me to come. But we went to Taiwan last November and went from one end of the island to the other. Now, this group had preceded us over the island in meetings, and this movie actress gave her testimony, and they were really ready when we went to Taiwan. There wasn't one single building that was large enough to accommodate the crowds of people where we were. And we were also up in the mountains, had some meetings in the open air. Many deaf and dumb people were healed. A lot of people were healed of blindness. There was one pastor who had been blind in one of his eyes for 50 years. He stuck a stick in his eye when he was 3 years of age. And Jesus instantly healed him. When we had been all the way down to the other end of the island and came back to Taipei, we had several meetings in a large government-owned building where they give away the Golden Horse Award to the actors and actresses. And that is comparable to the Oscar in Hollywood. And the first night that we were there, this auditorium was packed with people, and we were told that there were about 800 people on the outside of the building who could not get into the meeting. People who had come from different parts of the island, people who had heard about the meetings and had come from different parts of the island. So after the first night, we would have two meetings. We would have a meeting at this government-owned building, and then after that meeting was over, we would go to a Lutheran church and have a second meeting. Many tremendous things happened. General Wu, who was a famous backup general for the U.S. forces during the Second World War, was in attendance in those meetings. And the president of all of the Presbyterian churches, which is, as I mentioned, the largest denomination in Taiwan, was in attendance in our Taipei meeting. And one night in Taipei, we prayed for a lady who had cancer, and she must have been in the very last stages. She was in a wheelchair. I don't remember that that lady opened her eyes a single time before we prayed. There was an expression of pain. She was very pale, very thin, and an expression of great suffering on this lady's face. And after we prayed, Jesus had touched her, and she opened her eyes, and that was the first time that I remembered seeing her eyes open. And she began to move around. The pain had gone out of her body. And she got up out of the wheelchair and began to walk. I didn't ask her if she wanted to get up and try to walk. She determined to change and just got up. And they had this old video film as well as still pictures, the picture before and afterwards. And there was a tremendous change. And I looked down the front to the audience. The audience was greatly moved. General Wu was sitting right down close to the front. There was a lady who teaches models, and she has a daughter who is an actress and who has been nominated for the Golden Horse Award before. And tears were in her eyes. It was very moving what Jesus did, the presence of Jesus, the power of Jesus. And I don't remember whether it was that same night or not. It might have been another night. But we prayed for twin sisters who were born deaf and dumb. They were 26 years of age. Had never heard, had never spoken. Born deaf and dumb. We prayed for one, and Jesus instantly unstopped her ears. And then her tongue was loosened. And as she was instructed, she began to form words and speak. And her sister, her twin sister, was getting very excited because she saw what had happened to her sister. And when she was prayed for, her ears were instantly unstopped and her tongue was loosed, and she began to form words and speak even better than her sister. In one of the meetings, there was a man whose young boy was healed of either blindness in one eye or deafness in one ear. I don't remember which. But the man had never been in a church before, and he indicated that he was giving his life to Jesus Christ and that he was going to begin attending church. I think that he might have been a Buddhist. I'm not sure, but he had never been in a church before, and the Lord healed his young son. In one of the meetings up in the mountains, we prayed for a young boy who was 12 years of age, born blind, totally blind in both of his eyes, and Jesus instantly healed him. There was one lady who had been blind for about, I think, about 44, 45 years in both of her eyes. The Lord instantly healed her. Many wonderful things happened. Many people accepted Jesus. I've been overseas a lot of times, but I don't know that I have ever seen any greater hunger, if it's great hunger, in any place that I saw in Taiwan. God is moving in that country. God is moving in that country. Thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ that transforms people's lives and brings them into a knowledgeable experience with Jesus Christ. I wonder if there was anyone healed in the meeting last night who did not give your testimony. You were healed, maybe just sitting in the audience, or maybe you were prayed for, maybe you stood up in the general prayer and you were healed, but you did not give a testimony. Is there anyone like that here today? Great. Would you please stand up if you received a healing last night and did not give your testimony? Wonderful. What about the young man here? What did Jesus do for you? Had you been having a problem? Problem with your knees? And has the problem gone? Well, isn't that great? Thank God. And the lady here. Wonderful. Wonderful. And the young man here. Been having stomach pains, but he didn't have them this morning. Praise God. What about the young man back here? What happened to you? Praise God. Isn't that good? I wonder if the young girl is here today who had the teeth that were a space between them and the teeth began to come together. Is that young girl here today? Tell us what happened to you. During the general prayer, you put your hand on your teeth, your fingers on your teeth, and you felt them coming together. You knew the Lord had touched your teeth and you ran back and looked in a mirror. And what about the tooth that was short? It grew out to become the same as the other one? Why don't you come right up here, if you will, please? Are you excited about that? Let's take a look at those teeth. And which ones were, which ones had the space between them? The front teeth? The two front teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my. They couldn't come together much more, could they? Isn't that great? I know you love Jesus for that, don't you? Praise God. Keep praising Him. Well, I would just like to encourage you this afternoon to be reaching out with your faith and believing Jesus to touch you and meet your need, regardless of what that need might be. And I would like to mention my tapes. I didn't mention my tapes the other night, but I would like to mention several tape subjects which I have. I consider these tapes to be very informative and faith-inspiring, and I believe that they will help you. As I mentioned last night, a state senator from Louisiana got one of the tapes, and his wife listened to it. And while she was, after having listened to it, the Lord filled a cavity in one of her teeth. I'll just mention the different tape subjects that I can remember, the single tapes. One is healing scriptures, and that isn't preaching, it isn't teaching, it isn't anything that could be very controversial, because there are very few comments. It's just healing scriptures. Well, you must know what I'm talking about. Healing scriptures and healing-related scriptures, beginning in the Old Testament, and coming down through the Bible, about an hour of healing and healing-related scriptures with very few comments. And one is God's guarantee to heal. One is how you can use your faith. Why sit we here till we die? And that can apply to not only a physical condition, it can apply to spiritual condition, it can apply to most any area of a person's life. Why sit we here till we die? And faith's author, and one is how you can keep your healing. Now, a lot of times, people receive a healing, and they go out and lose the healing. And sometimes people have said that if God gives you a healing, you can't lose it. But I disagree with that. If you receive it by faith, you can lose it by unbelief. And I proceed to give some good instruction on this tape, how to keep your healing. Now, I would like to speak to you for a little while this afternoon. But one more. I have one more, a tape album. And it is entitled Faith, Healing, and Miracles for Today. This is like a faith healing miracle seminar. It is 4 full hours, very informative, covers a range of different subjects, including fear. And I have received some good reports from this. There is a businessman, retired businessman in Hemet, California, and his wife who told me that they never go to sleep at night without listening to a part of this tape album. So I invite you to stop by the tape stand after the meeting and take a look at those tapes, and maybe you will decide on getting one or more for yourself, or perhaps you know someone else who has a dire need and you're concerned about helping them. In the book of St. Mark, the 2nd chapter and the 5th verse, the scripture saith, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, on this particular occasion, there were 4 men who were bearing one that was sick of the palsy on a bed or a cot. And they came to the house where Jesus was. But when they came to the house, they could not get into the immediate visible physical presence of Jesus because of all the people that were crowding round about the Lord in the house. But they were not discouraged. They refused to accept an attitude of defeatism. They refused to turn around and go back from whence they came, thinking that all was in vain. They had a made-up mind. They had a determined faith. They were determined to get into the presence of Jesus. So those men took this palsied man and climbed upon the roof of the house and broke up the roof and let the man down into the immediate, visible, physical presence of the Lord. And Jesus spoke to them and said, son, or spoke to the man and said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. When Jesus saw their faith, he spoke to this man and said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were some men sitting in the house who were thinking within themselves that Jesus was speaking words of blasphemy. And Jesus perceived their thoughts. And Jesus spoke to them in Mark, the 2nd chapter, in the 9th through the 12th verse. And the scripture saith, whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all. Now, I would like to call your attention to the fact that even though Jesus could not see that man with his physical eyes who was outside of the house and lying on the sick bed, perhaps Jesus knew that he was there. Jesus knew all about Nathanael sitting under the fig tree before he actually saw him with his physical eyes. Jesus knew all about the man which should be bearing the pitcher of water on his shoulder. Jesus knew all about the man which should, or he knew all about the donkey which should be tied between the two ways. Jesus knew about the fish which Peter should pull up out of the water and which fish should have a piece of money in its mouth. Jesus knew many things on many different occasions by supernatural knowledge. And perhaps Jesus knew that that palsied man was outside of the house lying on that sick bed. But Jesus did absolutely nothing toward helping that man until he saw their faith. He saw their faith when their faith went into action. Their faith went into action when they took the man, climbed upon the roof of the house, broke up the roof, and let the man down into the immediate, visible, physical presence of Jesus. It was then and then only that the Lord forgave the man's sins and healed the man's sick body. It is when Jesus sees people's faith today that things are going to happen. He will see your faith when your faith goes into action. Now, it will be well worth the individual's time to get into the presence of Jesus in such a way that they can touch Jesus with their faith regardless of what they have to do. If a person has to climb upon the roof of a house and break up the roof in order to get into the presence of Jesus in such a way that they can touch Him with their faith, it will be well worth that individual's time and effort. A person cannot touch Jesus with their faith without something happening. When we touch Jesus with our faith, He is going to touch us with His power, and something wonderful is going to happen in the individual's behalf. And in the book of Mark, the 10th chapter, and the 46th through the 52nd verse, the scripture saith, "And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, saying, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried all the more, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded and called him, saying," and Jesus stood still. Well, let's just find it right here. "Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Thy faith hath go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Now, on this occasion, Jesus and his disciples were going out of the city of Jericho. And here was this blind man sitting by the highway side begging. He wasn't a beggar because he wanted to be a beggar. He was a beggar because he was blind. He couldn't see to work on a regular job as other men worked. So he had to depend upon the generosity of the passers-by. And when he heard that it was Jesus, he began to cry out, "Jesus, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, he had perhaps heard many things about Jesus. He had perhaps heard about other blind men whom Jesus had healed. He had heard perhaps controversial things about Jesus. Some people said that he was a good man. Some people said that he was the promised Messiah. Some people said that he was a deceiver. Some people said that he was of Belial. But this man chose to believe that he was truly the Christ, the Son of God. And he cried out, "Jesus, Thou Son of God, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, Jesus didn't answer that man immediately. And there were those individuals that tried to keep that man from crying out. Perhaps they didn't think that Jesus was too much concerned about him, because after all, he was just a blind beggar. He was a social outcast. And they tried to prevent him from crying out. But he continued to cry out. He had a great need, and he believed that Jesus could meet that need. He was crying out of the dire need which he had. He was crying out from the depth of his innermost being. He was blind, and he believed that Jesus could heal the blind. He refused to despair. He refused to be discouraged. He refused to be defeated. He refused to be denied. He kept crying out unto the Lord. He kept on crying out unto the Lord. Now, perhaps Jesus heard that man the first time when he cried out. Perhaps Jesus heard him the very first time. Maybe Jesus was just waiting to see whether he was crying out on the spur of the moment or whether he was going to actually exercise faith for a miracle of sight. Well, the man just kept crying out, and after a while, Jesus stood still and commanded the man to be called. And the man rose up and cast away his garment, signifying his old sinful life. And he came to Jesus, and Jesus asked him what he wanted. Well, the great desire of his heart was that he might be able to see. He wanted to be able to see the beautiful creation of God. He wanted to be able to see his fellow man with whom he communed from day to day and time to time. And Jesus spoke to him when Jesus asked him what he wanted, and he said, "Lord, that I might see." Jesus spoke to him and said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Jesus told him very simply and very plainly that it was his faith that had made him whole. He had set his faith in motion. He had activated his faith. He had reached out with his faith. And Jesus told him that it was the power of his faith that had caused his blind eyes to be opened and caused him to be able to see. Now, sometimes in days gone by, there have been individuals who have begun to cry out unto the Lord because of their dire need. But because nothing happened immediately, and perhaps the devil spoke into their ears and told them that it was not the will of God to heal them, or it was not the time for God to heal them, or perhaps some individual spoke to them and told them about someone else who had tried to believe God and they died, and the individual just became discouraged and stopped crying out. And perhaps some of those individuals were on the very threshold of receiving a healing or a deliverance from the hand of God when they threw up their hands, as it were, and gave up that God was going to do anything for them. Don't stop crying out. Sometimes people may tell you to stop crying out. Sometimes people may tell you not to cry out but once, and if you ask God for something more than one time, that you're asking in unbelief. But I personally don't see it that way. The prophet prayed for a number of times before the rain finally came. He prayed for several times. Don't give up. Don't become discouraged. Keep on reaching out. Keep on believing God. Keep on standing upon the Word of God, and God, in His faithfulness, will come forth in your behalf. God will come forth in your behalf. And in the book of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and the 28th and the 29th verse, the Scripture saith, "And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying unto them, According to your faith be it unto you." Now, on this occasion, these two blind men had followed Jesus into the house, and they were desirous that Jesus should perform a miracle and cause them to be able to see. But before Jesus did anything for those men, he questioned them as to what they were believing. He said, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" He wanted to know if they believed that he was able to do it and that he would do it in their behalf. And they said, "Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. We believe that you're able to do it. We believe that you will do it." And then the Bible says that Jesus touched their eyes. But I want you to notice that he put some of the responsibility upon those individuals when he said, "According to your faith be it unto you." He was saying, if you're really believing, if you're not just merely saying it with your lips, but you're really believing it in your heart, let it be done according to that which you're believing for. And they were really believing, because in the following verse, the scripture declares that their eyes were open. Now, when we come to Jesus for something in particular, the Lord wants us to say with our mouths what we are believing that He is going to do in our behalf. He wants us to say what we believe that He can do and what He will do in our behalf. And Jesus is putting some of the responsibility upon us today. He is saying to you and to me, according to your faith, be it unto you. We do not receive according to that which we are not believing for, but we receive according to that which we are believing for. It is according to our faith. Now, just because a person might not have been able to believe God for something in days gone by, doesn't mean that they can't believe God for it today. And just because a person might not be able to believe God for something today, doesn't mean that they will not be able to believe God for it tomorrow or in the days that are to come. Faith can be increased. Faith can be exercised. Faith can be strengthened. Faith can grow in a person's life and become more capable in that person's behalf. But we receive according to that which we're believing for. So God wants us to believe. He doesn't want our believing power to be dormant. He wants us to have this believing power stirred up. He wants it to be activated and stimulated and set in motion and exercised until we are able to reach out and grasp the promise of God which we need or desire that the Lord should fulfill in our behalf. And God, in His faithfulness, will bring it to pass. And in the book of Matthew, in the 15th chapter, a Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus concerning her daughter, which was vexed with the devil and grievously tormented. She was grievously tormented by the devil. And Jesus spoke to that woman in Matthew 15 and 26 and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." Now, that woman could have become terribly offended. She could have become embarrassed. She could have been so humiliated and so hurt that she might have turned away and perhaps never have sought the help of Jesus anymore. But she didn't do that. She continued to stand boldly but humbly in the presence of Jesus. She refused to accept an attitude of defeatism. She refused to be discouraged. She refused to be denied. She stood humbly but boldly in the sight of Jesus, in the presence of Jesus. And she answered Jesus in Matthew 15 and 27 and said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She was saying, "Lord, what you're saying is the truth. I know that you came primarily to the Jews. I know that I'm a Gentile. I'm a Syrophoenician woman. But I have a need the same as the Jews have needs." And she was saying, after you have met the needs of the Jews, you have plenty and enough left over to heal my daughter, to meet my daughter's need, and to meet the needs of the Gentile people. Now, Jesus did not become angry with that woman because she refused to turn and go away after He had spoken to her and told her that the bread was for the children. He wasn't angry with that woman, but He honored that woman's faith. He spoke to her in Matthew 15 and 28 and said, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto you, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, Jesus was saying to that woman that she had great faith. Her faith pleased God. Her faith honored God, and God honored her faith. Her faith demanded an answer. Her faith deserved an answer. Her faith was reaching out. Her faith was not going to be discouraged. It was not going to be defeated. Her faith was believing God, a steadfast faith, believing that God was not only able to do it, but He would do it. And Jesus told her in so many words that she could have whatever she wanted because her faith deserved it. Her faith pleased God. Her faith took hold of that which she needed and desired, and it was done. And the Bible declares that her daughter was healed in that self same hour. You know, there are so many people today who are offended so very easily. If you don't say the right words, if you don't touch them just right when you're praying for them, I know you've never had that experience, Brother Miller, but they become offended, and many times they turn and go away, and perhaps they won't ever come back to be ministered to it anymore. But if God could find people like this woman, this Syrophoenician woman, who would humble themselves and stand humbly in the presence of God, but boldly in the presence of God, and keep reaching out with their faith, there would be many more people who receive from the hand of God. The Lord doesn't want us to be offended. He doesn't want us to be humiliated. He doesn't want us to be discouraged just because things might not happen just exactly the way that we feel that it should happen, but He wants us to continue to reach out until He, in His faithfulness, manifests His divine power and brings about the very thing that we need of Him according to the promise of God. And in the book of Mark 5 and 34, Jesus spoke to a woman and said, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Now, this woman had had an issue of blood for 12 long years. She had suffered many things at the hands of physicians, and the Bible declares that she was none better, but rather grew worse. She had an incurable disease and condition. The doctors perhaps had tried very lovingly to help her. They perhaps wanted to help her, but they couldn't. Her condition was incurable. So now she was worse than ever before, and not only that, but she had spent all of her money and didn't have any money. Now, it's bad enough to be sick, but if you're sick and broke, that's doubly bad. How many folks know that? It's doubly bad if you're sick and broke. Well, that was the condition and the situation that this woman was in. But things began to change concerning this woman when she began to think upon Jesus. She began to think upon His greatness, His glory, His power, and His ability. She perhaps had heard of many other people whom Jesus had healed. And as she began to think upon Jesus, as her thoughts were reaching out to Jesus and upon His glory, His power, His ability to perform these miraculous things, something happened within her very being. There was a stirring in her very innermost being, and her faith was activated, and she began to believe that if she could just touch the hem of His garment, that she should be made whole. And then she began to say with her mouth what she was believing in her heart. She said, "If I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole." And when Jesus was passing by that way, this woman pressed her way through a great crowd of people to get to the Lord. Every step was a step of faith. And she was saying, "When I just touch the hem of His garment, that's the time that it's going to happen. I'm going to be made whole." Now, perhaps it was a tremendous task within itself to press through this great crowd of people, because there were many people crowding round about the Lord. But this woman pressed her way through the crowd, and when she got close enough, she reached out and touched the hem of His garment, And when she did, she felt that the issue of blood was staunched and that she was healed. Now, Jesus spoke and questioned as to who had touched him. His disciples couldn't understand why he was saying that. They thought that it was strange that he was saying that, since there were so many people crowding round about the Lord. But this touch was a different touch. This touch was a touch of faith. This touch was a touch which commanded Jesus' attention. This touch was a touch which caused virtue to flow from the presence of Jesus into this woman. And when she saw that she could not be hid, she confessed that it was she who had touched him. And Jesus spoke to her very simply and plainly and said, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole." He told her that it was her faith. She had activated her faith. She had set her faith in motion. She had exercised her faith. She had reached out with her faith. And Jesus told her that it was her faith that had made her whole of this issue of blood which she had had for 12 long years. Now, to retrace the steps that this woman took in receiving healing, firstly, she meditated upon the greatness of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the glory of Jesus, and the ability of Jesus, and she thought upon different ones whom perhaps she had heard that had been healed by the power of Jesus. She thought about different miracles which she had heard about, and her faith was activated, and she began to believe in her heart, and then she began to say with her mouth what she was believing in her heart. There is power in the belief of the heart coupled with the confession of the mouth. Now, if you merely say it with your mouth, you can say it all day long. You can go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all day long, 7 days a week, and that won't bring it about. But she believed in her heart, and then she said with her mouth, "I believe if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." And then she put action with her faith. She did something about it. She pressed her way through the crowd of people and reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And when she did, it happened. It can happen here today. It can happen through the power of faith. Your faith can be activated. Your faith can be set in motion. Your faith can be exercised. Your faith can reach out and you can touch God and receive God, receive things from God. I know in different meetings in which I have ministered, there have been people who came to the meeting without faith to believe God for something. I'm thinking about one thing in particular now. A number of years ago, I was at a Presbyterian church at Huntington Valley, a suburb or right out of Philadelphia. And there was a young Presbyterian minister in the meeting that night, just visiting. He was going to go to New York to take a pastorate in New York. And he wanted to go with us to the meeting the next night. We were having a banquet meeting over in New Jersey. So he went with us, and he was telling us later what had happened. There was a lady sitting at the table who had had a gold inlay to fall out of her tooth just either that day or the day before, and she had an appointment with a dentist to have it replaced the following day. And I had mentioned something about teeth miracles, and she expressed her disbelief at the table. She was sitting at the table. And this Presbyterian minister told us about it later. She didn't believe. But in the meantime, or while she was sitting there with her unbelief, we began praying for people. And one of the persons for whom we prayed was a person who had some cavities. And the teeth just began to fill in. It wasn't a cavity. It wasn't a filling, but the teeth just began to fill in with natural tooth while the person was there. And they just filled right up. And apparently something happened to that woman's faith, the woman who had said that she didn't believe it. She had expressed her disbelief. Apparently something happened, because a little later she came forward. And she would not have come forward unless something had happened after having expressed this unbelief. But we prayed for her, and The Lord instantly filled that tooth or teeth, whatever the condition was, two or one tooth or two teeth, and what do you suppose he filled it with? Gold. Filled it with gold. So a person can have their faith activated. They can have their faith stimulated. They can have their faith exercised. They can have their faith set in motion to believe God. If you came to this meeting not believing God for anything, you can begin to believe. And you can receive. And it isn't even necessary that I lay hands upon you, because I'm not the healer anyway. Jesus is the healer. And if healings take place, He's the one who does the healing. If miracles transpire, He's the one who performs the miracles. He's the miracle worker. He's the mighty God. He's the deliverer. He's the one who performs these things, and He wants us to simply believe. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's just praise Him and tell Him that we love Him for a few moments. In your own way, just tell the Lord Jesus that you love Him. We praise Your name. We give glory unto God. We thank You because You're eternally the same. There's absolutely nothing too hard for You to do. Lord, we thank You because the Holy Bible is truly the Word of God. It is absolute truth, and You're absolutely faithful, Lord, to do that which You promised that You would do, and we just thank You. We thank You for those who have been touched, and thank You for those who shall be touched in this meeting today. Thank You for whatsoever Thou shalt do. We give You all the praise. We thank You for it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank You for it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. And because You are the same, You will do the same things today that You ever did. Praise God. Amen. Now would you please just bow your heads and close your eyes all over the audience. And while the heads are bowed and the eyes are closed, please, if there are those individuals here this afternoon who are not really sure concerning your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father, you're not sure that your sins are forgiven. You're not sure that you're saved by the grace of God. You're not sure that you're born again of the Spirit of God and that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But you want to be sure. You want to get rid of all of the doubts. You just want to get rid of all of the doubts, and you want to know that all of your sins are truly forgiven and that you are a born-again child of God. You're saved by the grace of God. If that is your case, while the heads continue to be bowed and the eyes are closed, please, would you just raise your hand and let me know by your uplifted hand that you're not sure that you're saved and you want to be sure. You want to get rid of the doubts. You want to get rid of the doubts. You're not sure, but you want to be sure. Well, how many folks have this assurance? Would you raise your hand? You have this assurance. Praise God. Well, isn't it wonderful to have that assurance? God bless you. You may lift your heads and open your eyes. Looks like about all of us are Christians here today. And this is a wonderful hope, isn't it? I'll tell you, the Christian hope is wonderful. It's wonderful. And I just praise God, because absolutely nothing could be more wonderful than having the assurance that when we depart from this physical life, that we have life with Him in eternity. Amen? Praise God. And we're going to begin praying for physical conditions. And I want us to begin to believe God together. Just let our faith begin to reach out. Just begin to reach out to touch Jesus. And sometimes people have just been sitting in the meetings, maybe not even asking for healing, and have realized afterwards that they were healed. They didn't even ask for healing. We're praying for healing. That happened in Chicago a number of years ago. A woman hadn't even asked for prayer. We hadn't prayed for her. She wasn't, I don't guess, was even thinking about a healing. But there was an atmosphere of faith, just an atmosphere of faith. And she didn't know that she was healed until she returned home and removed her clothing to take a bath. And then she discovered that a tumor which she'd had on her body for 3 years had disappeared, just disappeared. So as we are reaching out to the Lord, and as there is an atmosphere of faith in our midst this afternoon, anything can happen. And let's just believe God for it to happen. spirits of oppression can go, nervousness can go, spirits of doubt, spirits of fear, spirits which we cannot see with our physical eyes can just depart from people. By the power of God, by the power of God. Praise God. The Lord has spoken to me concerning a person here who has a pinched nerve condition in your right shoulder. Your right shoulder. You have a pinched nerve condition, and the Lord wants to heal that person. And would you please just raise your hand, the person who has this condition in your right shoulder. It's a pinched nerve in your right shoulder, and the Lord wants to heal you by His supernatural power. Praise God. How long have you had it?
About 6 months.
What did the doctor tell you?
I'm good with doctor.
All right, just come forward if you will, please. Is it bothering you any this afternoon?
It always bothers me, but sometimes worse than other times.
Worse.
I aggravate a little bit. I've really been coming here believing God to fill my teeth with natural tooth material.
Well, He can do that. He can do that too, can't He?
Yeah.
All right, let's just check your arms if we may, please.
Okay.
Just hold your shoulders even. Looks like your right arm is just a little short. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Just turn around this way, if you will, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal this gentleman's right shoulder. Loosen that pinched nerve. Make it whole right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank God for doing it. Thank God. Amen. 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 Amen.
Still there a little bit, but it's starting to feel better.
In the name of Jesus, I command every trace, every symptom of that condition to go, the nerve to be loosened completely. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Isn't He wonderful? Praise God. Be believing Jesus. You may get him Phil, just sitting there in your seat.
Okay.
I wonder how many people are suffering with pain right at the present time. What are you suffering with?
Pain in
the right shoulder. What is the condition?
I don't know. One day I was at my brother-in-law's house. He's a doctor, and I said, I have, you know, pain. And he spouted out some name, and I said, what is that in English? He says, hammer shoulder.
Hammer.
I've been using a hammer redoing a house, and I hadn't been using muscles and that side of my body, so you just go,
oh,
it's hammer shoulder.
All right, you want to come forward?
Hammer shoulder.
Where is it bothering you? Right in this area here?
Here, and then sometimes when I go to grab something, it'll shoot all the way down here, and I can't grab anything with my arm.
All right, let's just check your arms here, please. Just turn around this way, if you will, please. Just turn around like this. Father, in the precious, wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, we worship Thee. We worship Thee. We praise Your precious name. Thank You, Lord. Because You can heal a hammer shoulder or anything else. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Your name is wonderful. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. 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 in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, just loosen this shoulder. Just heal it completely. Make it perfectly whole by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Move it, buddy. Move it.
Well, when it was even, I could tell and hear that there wasn't any pain.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. How many other folks are in pain right at the present time? What are you suffering with?
Yeah, off to the right side, my neck is in pain. It's just up in my neck.
Right side of the neck. What about the lady here?
Well, I had a tumor removed from the joint of this thumb, and since then it constantly hurts, it's hard to work with it.
A tumor removed from the right thumb, and since that time, there's been a constant ache and abnormal usage of the thumb.
Yes.
All right. What about the gentleman back here? Right there. You want to come forward? Is your stomach bothering you today? And how long have you had that condition?
Well, it really started acting up real bad yesterday afternoon. But in general, I've had it just for months and months.
And your back also bothers you?
Yes, sir, right at the moment.
Would you please come up and just have a seat in the chair? Just sit all the way back, if you will, please, and let's just check and see if your legs are even. Just extend your legs and check them. It appears that your legs are even. All right, just stand up, please. Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I just ask you, Lord, to heal the stomach condition completely by the mighty power of God. Heal his back in Jesus' name, because his posture is normal. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I can still feel the pain and the cramp in the stomach. Back feels better, though.
In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of infirmity to come out of his stomach. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I command all this cramping to cease in Jesus' name.
Well, I guess it feels better. I was involved with some occult stuff for some years. Several different kinds of yoga. I kind of got into it somewhat, and then the Lord would shoo me out again. But I've renounced a lot of these things. I've had a lot of these spirits cast out, but I still feel like there might be a spirit of... I know I've got mind control spirits, stomach control, body control, several other kinds of different spirits like that, but...
I felt that this was a spirit of affecting your stomach. Well, let's just believe the Lord to deliver him completely from the invisible spiritual forces that come against him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said, in my name shall they cast out devils. I take authority over the invisible spiritual forces that have affected this gentleman. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to depart from him. I command them to go in Jesus Christ's omnipotent name by the authority and the power of the Word of God. I command the spirits to loosen his mind. I command his mind to be loosened and to become clear in Jesus' name. I command him to be set completely free by the power of the Word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. You might as well start rejoicing because it's going to be different with you from today. Oh, praise God. You want to come forward?
And I had a pinched or a hurt nerve. About 2 months ago, they did a cap on my tooth. And the nail came in, they hit a nerve, and my it kept it numb.
All right. She had a a cap put on one of the teeth some time ago, and it affected a nerve, and she has a numbness on the right side of her mouth. Let's just believe Jesus to heal that nerve condition, and also to heal this right neck area. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, I just ask you, Lord, to touch this lady. Cause your virtue to flow into this right neck area. Heal it completely by the power of God. Take away the cause of this condition. Make her whole in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to heal that nerve which was affected when they did that dental work in her mouth. I ask you to take away all of the numbness, restore the nerve, create normality in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I can still feel it back in here. It kind of goes down.
All right, we'll just come up here just a minute. Let's check your legs and see if they're still even. Father, heal this upper spine area. Whatever the condition may be, Lord, I just ask you to heal it completely in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the living Word of God, Lord, take away every symptom of this neck condition. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Don't you want to come forward, the lady right here? Let's believe the Lord to heal this lady's thumb. Which had a tumor removed from it. Where was the tumor?
Just down inside the knuckle, and they had to go in and scrape the bone and all but cut me into my thumb.
Dear Lord Jesus, you said when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Lord Jesus, I ask you to cause your virtue to flow into this lady's thumb. Cause your virtue to flow into this area where they removed the tumor. Heal the bones. Heal every affected part. Take away the soreness in Jesus' name. Create normality in this thumb in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's not hurting like it was. Thank you, dear Jesus. Well, who's believing Jesus to heal you of something?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What about the gentleman right here? What do you want the Lord to heal you of? All right. And the lady there by you, is that your friend? Your wife. I want you to come up also because I want to pray for your sinuses. Will you come up, please?
Hallelujah.
How long have you had sinus trouble? Just started about a month ago that she knew of. Well, the Lord told me that you had a sinus condition and he wants to heal you completely. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for healing this lady, the sinus condition completely by the power of the Word of God. I command it to go. I rebuke it in Jesus' name and command the sinus condition to go completely. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And your mind just seems to be tired
all the time.
All the time. Well, Father, I just ask you to touch his mind. I ask you to revive his mind. Take away this tiredness in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be affecting this tiredness, Lord, I ask you to take it away. Oh, God, just renew his mind, quicken his mind by the power of the Word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's
fasting and believing that his deafness would be healed in these meetings. He's deaf in his right ear. He can't hear but 70% out of his left ear.
He's totally deaf in the right ear and has loss in the left ear.
He can hear 70%.
30% loss in the left ear. And what caused that?
I was hit by a car when I was 3.
All right, well, let's believe the Lord that he is totally deaf in his right ear, and he's 30% deaf in his left ear, and this was brought on when he was hit by a car at the age of 3. Let's just believe Jesus to touch him and heal his ears, cause him to hear normally. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you to cause your virtue to flow into his ears. I ask you to heal the bones, the inner ears, create normality, cause the hearing nerve condition to be normal. Heal whatever may need to be healed in his ears and restore the hearing by the power of the Word of God. And I rebuke the spirit of deafness and command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. You hear that? Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
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 Amen.
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 It's faint. I can hear it is faint.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
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 Amen.
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 What is your name?
Ron.
What do you think about that, Brother Ron?
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I didn't know it was smoky in here. Are you burning that furnace for the night?
You're smelling something you couldn't smell before?
I have, yes.
Praise God. Give Jesus all the praise. Will you do that? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone else, you're believing Jesus to heal you of something. What about the lady right here? What do you want the Lord to heal you? Guns. You want to come forward? And what about the young lady here? What do you want the Lord to heal you of? You have a blurriness? All right, you want to come forward? Someone else. What about the lady right back here? Yes. No, the right back here. Yes. 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 What is your condition? All right? A hearing problem and a heart condition? And someone else back here raised your hand. Our brother.
I have a...
All right? Just come forward, if you will, brother. And the lady here. Just come forward, if you will, please. And what was your condition?
My gums pull away from my teeth.
Gums pull away from the teeth. Do you have a soreness there or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. A soreness of the gums, and they pull away from the teeth. Let's believe Jesus to cause his virtue to flow into these gums. Father, in the name of Jesus, just ask you to cause your virtue to flow into this lady's gums. Heal the gums. Cause them to become perfectly normal and to be attached normally to the teeth and take away all the soreness in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is the soreness gone? The soreness is gone and they feel like they're coming back down around the teeth. Praise God. When you look out here, things would be kind of blurry or you couldn't see too far back. Is that the way it is?
Well, it's best. Everything is very blurry.
Everything is very blurry. Let's believe Jesus to touch her eyes. Cause his virtue to flow into the eyes. Lord Jesus, in your precious name, just ask you, Lord, to cause your virtue to flow into these eyes. Ask you to heal this nearsighted condition. Take away this blurriness by the power of God and restore her vision. Cause her to be able to see normally in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, I rebuke the nearsighted condition. Jesus' name and command the vision to clear up. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing it. Oh, look out here, please. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Can you tell the difference?
No, a little bit, not very much.
All right, well, just check them when you go back to your seat. Just keep looking around. Let's just believe that you're going to tell more of a change. Right, and the lady here. And is it both ears or just one ear?
Yeah, both of them are affected. Now, it's a strange thing when I'm listening to a service to the minister, I hear. But like, if he said something, I hear well, but the words just jumbled kind of together at times. I'm always having people repeat themselves.
All right, well, let's just believe the Lord to...
And then I have this heart condition.
To heal these ears, restore the hearing, and to heal the heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, just ask your Lord to touch this lady's ears. Cause your virtue to flow into her ears. Restore the hearing to normal.
Touch, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And heal the heart in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something that was out of
hallelujah.
Thank God. I believe it happened.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
I had an injury to my left ear. I don't know how much I can hear, but I know it's there. And when I ride airplanes, it really hurts me.
All right. Well, let's everyone believe the Lord together.
Amen.
To touch Brother Cook.
Hallelujah.
And to, he doesn't know how much loss he has in the left ear, but let's just believe the Lord to increase it.
Yes, Lord.
To normal.
Amen.
How many folks know that the Bible says we should pray one for another?
Yes, amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's believe God to touch this left ear and just restore the hearing to normal and also just cause His wonderful virtue to flow through
the
entire nervous system.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father,
hallelujah.
In the precious... precious, wonderful name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Our blessed hope.
Oh, my Father.
Just ask the Lord to touch our brother.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Touch our brother Kirk. Father, cause your virtue to flow. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Word of God, create normality in this left ear. Create normality.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God, Jesus.
Touch the nerves. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't have him, but I got some joy.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can hear. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Well, let's believe the Lord to touch our brother's eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, just ask you, Lord, to cause your virtue to flow into these eyes. Just renew the vision, strengthen the vision. Heal the eyes by the power of God.
Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Someone else. Gentlemen, way back here. What do you want the Lord to do for you? All right, just come forward. All right, someone else. What about the gentleman... back there, next to the back row. So you're turning around. Yes. What do you want the Lord to do for you? All right. And what about the young man here? All right. Just come forward, please. What do you want the Lord to do for you?
I want some teeth filled, and I want my eyes healed.
All right.
I want my son to come up. He has a short leg, and you prayed for him years ago, and he's got better, 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 better. And more and more
well, praise God.
More and more healing.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right, let's pray for this gentleman.
The Lord's already working on my teeth.
All right, let's pray for this gentleman here first. And what did you tell me your condition was? You have a partial deafness?
Yes, this one here is about 50%, and this one's about 70%.
You wear a hearing aid in this left one? And is that a nerve condition? Hearing nerve condition? And what was the other condition?
From running machines and stuff, noise and that.
What was the other condition that you had?
I had a knee. I had the cartilage removed about 23 years ago.
Can I just come right up here, if you will, please, sir? Cartilage has been removed from the left knee about 23 years ago. If you folks would, please, why don't you just come and stand over here someplace? Thank you. And does your knee hurt you?
Yes. Sometimes it pains so much you can't even walk.
Sometimes his left knee pains so much that he can't even walk. Let's believe the Lord to create a normal cartilage condition in his left knee. And do you have any pain there tonight? There's pain in it right now. And also, his left leg appears to be about an inch and a half short. Can you see that? Did you know that?
It's because it's bent.
Father, in the precious name of Jesus, whom we cannot see with our physical eyes, but whom we know to be here because you said that you would be in our midst, I just ask you to create a normal cartilage condition in this gentleman's left knee. Create a normal cartilage condition. Make it perfectly normal in the name of Jesus. Take away all the pain. Give him perfect, normal use this knee in Jesus' name. Stand up and check it, if you will, please. Is the pain gone? Father, I just ask you to touch his ears. I ask you to heal the ears. Cause your virtue to flow into the hearing nerves. Heal the hearing nerve condition. Heal the bones of the inner ears. In Jesus' name, cause him to hear in a perfectly normal manner by the power of the Word of God. In Jesus' name, restore the hearing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What is your name?
Earl Rory.
Where do you live?
On the camp.
Now, that's pretty good,
Father. I do. Right about 5 minutes each time.
Looks like you live at the right place. Praise God. And is your back hurting you now?
Yes.
What part of your back is hurting?
I was in an accident in a Jeep. I was slung up against the front.
All right. Just come and have a seat in the chair, if you will, please. Does it hurt you all the time? Most of the time?
Most of the time, especially when I sit in.
Did you know that your left leg was short?
I kind of noticed it, yeah.
Just stand up, if you will, please. Let's turn the chair around. When did you have the accident?
About a year ago, maybe.
All right, just extend your legs, if you will, please. You see your left leg? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to give him a miracle in his back. Heal that back which was injured when he had that accident. Heal it completely in the name of Jesus. Heal the back. Make it perfectly normal. Take away all the pain. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Does it feel all right?
Yeah.
So bend over and touch the floor. Bend over and touch the floor. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I felt some heat in my teeth since I've been standing here.
Yeah, your teeth?
And I have had a...
What else?
My eyes.
All right. While she has been standing here, she said she felt some heat in the area of her teeth. Well, let's just believe the Lord to heal her eyes and to fill some teeth. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that it's the power of the living God. We know that the power and the glory belongeth unto Thee. We know that You're the divine healer.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.